and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A better-than-expected jobs report for September. Correspondent Jo Ling Kent looks at the numbers.
This is the most number of jobs added since March, according to the Labor Department. And what we're seeing is growth in hospitality, government jobs, construction, social services. And so we're seeing increases in those areas, while we're seeing some decreases in manufacturing and warehousing jobs.
Vice President Kamala Harris touted the report during a campaign stop in Michigan today.
We got a solid jobs report. Over 250,000 jobs created last month. Unemployment fell.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes has the latest on former President Barack Obama hitting the road for Harris.
We're told he's going to be crisscrossing the country over the final 27 days of this race, starting in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania on Thursday, the biggest battleground state.
Former President Donald Trump will return to Butler, Pennsylvania tomorrow for a rally. CBS News correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is at the site of the assassination attempt, now heavily secured.
Fundamentally, the security presence here, as you can imagine, is extremely enhanced. We're outside the fairgrounds where Donald Trump will be speaking tomorrow night, the same exact location that he was speaking about 3 months ago when those shots rang out. U.S. Secret Service has expanded the security perimeter. Where we are standing right now is outside that perimeter, but everything behind me is already shut down more than 24 hours before he's set to take the stage.
Iran's supreme leader made a rare appearance today at Friday prayers. He was greeted by throngs of worshipers. It was his first public appearance since Iran launched nearly 200 missiles at Israel. The U.S., meanwhile, struck Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. Reporter Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
U.S. officials said U.S.-led strikes hit 15 Houthi targets in Yemen today. Weapons systems, bases, and other equipment belonging to the Iran-backed group were reportedly targeted. U.S. Central Command said the strikes were carried out to make international waters safer and more secure.
The painful hurricane recovery continues in hard-hit Asheville, North Carolina. Reporter Nicole Vallez is talking to residents there.
As the water continues to recede, residents are returning to see what's left of their homes.
I cried. I still cry. Yeah. You walk into a place that you know what it looks like, and then it's not there.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene is now at 225. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I love what I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice where you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid-70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, then sunny, cooler, and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Breezy at times as well. Right now it's 58.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Annie from Watertown says there was a book, a murder mystery, methinks, set at Old World, Wisconsin. Heard it on Chapter a Day, as I recall. Yes, she's asking. That question is for our guest, Maria Comiskey, who is the Old World, Wisconsin's General Manager of Events and Experiences. We have a few more minutes here with Maria, who is gracious enough tonight to lend us her time on Freaky Friday. Maria, does that sound familiar?
Yes. In fact, I have just read the first few books in that series. The first book is called Old World Murder. And it's there's a whole series of them by Kathleen Ernst. Somehow our staff got into an impromptu book club. Some of them had read them in the past, and some of us were reading them for the first time, and it was just sort of like in the air this summer that we all started reading them together, and they are delightful. Can tell you that, to my knowledge, no one has been murdered at Old World, Wisconsin. But it is fiction. But yeah, it's a great series of books.
Good to know. Okay, so it is Legends and Lore. It takes place at the Old World, Wisconsin Museum, and it starts October 11th, Fridays and Saturdays from 5:30 to 9:30, up until Halloween. And it's a great, sounds like they have a lot of fun stuff. How can people get tickets, Maria, or do they just go there and get them there? Can they buy them in advance?
I would definitely recommend buying in advance. We typically sell out this event. You can purchase tickets on our website, which is oldworldwisconsin.org.
Okay. All right, perfect. So get your tickets. Better to be safe than sorry. I have one more event or one more thing you guys are promoting. Well, actually two. Silent Scary Movies. What a great feature. Tell us about that. And where did you find these silent movies?
Yeah, so we talk about history kind of up into the 1930s. And film was just coming into the culture at this time. So we show a few silent movies from the early 20th century. The best place to view them is in Caldwell Hall, which is in a historic farmers club. It has a stage. We're using it to serve dinner. So you can grab a bite to eat and watch these silent films as you're taking a break from all the other spooky stuff that's going on.
That sounds like an absolute blast. All right, this one caught my attention because it was a game we played a lot as kids, Ghost in the Graveyard.
Sure.
At St. Peter's Churchyard. That seems like a really creepy, tell people about that because I love what you guys have written about that.
So I can tell you that it's not real. It's not a real graveyard. We do have some headstones set up, and this activity is one that guests just kind of do on their own, which I love because it is one of those games that I think everybody knows how to play. And if you don't know how to play, someone that you know does.
Right.
And once the darkness starts to set in, you can, like I said before, with the kettles, you can hear the sort of like screams and the laughter of the folks who are playing Ghosts in the Graveyard throughout the whole site. It's really, really fun. It sounds like something extra creepy is going on, but it's really just people having a lot of fun.
That's absolutely amazing. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, tell us what kind of food and drinks. We are Wisconsinite. Wisconsinites, we like our food and we like our drinks. What are you guys serving there?
So we have lots of things to keep you full and prepared to go do all these spooky activities. So we are serving classics like past season brats. The brats are brewed in they're cooked in our own beer. We also have a special collaboration beer for this event. So we have an on-site brewery where we do brewing by the historic methods, so pre-prohibition methods. A couple of times a season, we get together with a local brewery and we brew a special beer that we package and sell. So we're brewing with Doosterbeck's, which is a brewery that's near Eagle. We're also going to be serving some local favorites. So that will give you that liquid courage you need to go see all of the spooky performances.
To go play Ghost in the Graveyard.
Exactly. We'll have some sweet treats. We'll have ice cream. We'll have hot chocolate. We'll have hot cider. And we'll have some food trucks. We want to make sure that people can get their bellies full and get back to having fun without missing a beat.
I don't want to sound like I'm being discriminatory or excluding anybody, but I have to be honest. If I'm there with my kids or family or whatever, do you get a lot of single men that show up to do this stuff? That would scare the living daylights out of me.
You know, it's the event is after hours and it's pretty dark, so I probably wouldn't notice.
Oh, great.
There were a lot of single folks. We do this is, like I said before, this is a great event for families.
Yeah.
I know I have some kids who really love spooky stuff, but it's not so scary that you have to sort of worry about nightmares afterwards.
Yeah, you don't need creepy single guy pulling up in a van. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I would keep your eyes peeled. Okay.
Exactly.
That's good to know.
We'll add him into the stories if he
shows up. There you go. Right. He's all part of the act. Don't worry about him, kids. Last question for you. What's your favorite? Do you have a scary movie favorite, Maria?
Oh, let's see. So I am a child of the 90s and I really love Scream. I love that whole series. The first one,
yeah,
like, scared the living bejesus out of me. I watched it with my cousins. It was the middle of the day and still we were like scared out of our minds.
That's the best time to watch those kind of movies if you don't typically like them. That's a great one. All right. Fantastic. Well, listen. Thank you so much for your time tonight, and I wish you a lot of success with Legends and Lore. Check it out at the Old World Wisconsin Museum there in Waukesha County. And Maria, this was fun. Thank you so much, and I wish you luck with this event. It sounds like a blast, and continued success.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, we can't wait to welcome folks. It's one of our favorite events.
All right. Good luck, and hope to talk to you again. Let's do this another time.
Thanks.
All right, Maria Kaminsky. That was fun. Conrad, are you going to go? Is this a road trip? Does this have road trip potential?
Yeah, I think so.
You get pretty freaked out.
Well, you know, I think I could handle myself in that situation.
Here's what we do. You pull up in a van.
I don't think I would do that.
And you get out and you call yourself the con man.
I don't think I'd do that.
I'm not saying actually hurt anybody. Just kind of walk around, look at people with the side eye.
I'd be part of the act and they don't even know.
Right. You could be the one that keeps the workers on their toes. Like, they're scaring the kids, you scare them. Just think about it. You don't have to commit right now. We got some more texts. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is what animal would you like as a pet that you typically don't or you wouldn't think you'd have as a pet? Like, for me, I said lion. Conrad is the platypus. We've heard a lot of lot of pets from the cat family. We heard a quokka or something like that. We don't really know what it is, a rodent of some sort.
I can't say what family it is because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. Sherry from Horicon says a black leopard, another cat. Yeah, they're just cool.
Or a snow leopard are really cool.
Snow leopard, yes. Also very cool. Steady Eddie checking in. Pete, this may sound strange and irrelevant. I would expect nothing less, Eddie. He says, but for my bestest pet, I would choose an Indian elephant. Strong and brave, gentle and kind, always faithful. Never would she leave me behind. I could ride her home from school or in the summertime to and from the city pool. Wouldn't that be cool? Steadfast Edward. I love that.
I think that's his writer name now.
I don't know. If that's his own work, it's genius. If that's like from Dr. Seuss, I haven't heard. He should try to pass it off as his own work anyway, because I don't know. But I absolutely loved it. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Great to hear from you. We have, okay, let's do the clip. I really like this movie, Cha-Cha Real Smooth. In fact, I would recommend it. If you guys are looking for something that's offbeat and it didn't, I mean, it was released, but not like in wide release. It was a limited release film. I think it was Apple Films, and you could probably see it on Apple TV. But it's about a guy who is fresh out of college, a little directionless, doesn't really know what to do with his life. So he takes a job kind of getting people at bar mitzvahs to dance and party. And he meets a lot of moms, and he meets Dakota Johnson, who has a special needs child. And they kind of hit it off and form this friendship. She's married, but they just kind of form this friendship, and it's very sweet. And there's chemistry there, but they are respectful, for the most part, of her marriage and just all the drama that kind of ensues. It's a really sweet story. I enjoyed the film. Here's a scene between the two characters, Cooper Rafe and Dakota Johnson, in the kitchen, just eating those icy, whatever they – you know what those are? Those, like, popsicles. You kind of push them from the bottom.
Just popsicles.
Popsicles, sure. I could have said popsicles. All right, roll it.
What's it like being depressed?
I don't know. It feels like you don't remember what better feels like. And then you do things that you think will make you feel better, but they don't. They make it worse. And the things that I'm really scared of doing are probably the things that will help me the most, but I just can't do them.
My mom is bipolar. So she was really depressed a lot when I was a kid. And I one time asked her the same question. And she said, sometimes it's just easier for people to be sad. She tries, though. Like, really tries.
Everybody tries.
I understand that depression makes your brain think things that aren't true. But sometimes I just wish people, like my mom, would listen to, like, people instead of her brain. And, like, good people, not people.
Do you know what you look like right now?
No.
You look like the sweetest person ever.
Do you know what you look like right now?
I don't want to know what I don't care. I don't want to know. Everything feels so good right now. I don't want it to change.
Very nice scene. And a really sweet movie. I highly recommend it. Check it out. Cha-Cha Real Smooth. We'll have a couple more clips when we come back. And we got some new texts. And some new pet recommendations. We'll do all that next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on a Bar Band Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The less I say, the more my work gets done.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I think this was Tom Hanks' directorial debut. First film he directed is called That Thing You Do. Nice story. Steve Zahn was very funny. Tom Everett Scott was the star of it. He was sort of destined for stardom. And I think he had a decent career. Never took off. Like, they were calling him the next Tom Hanks at the time. But nice little movie. That Thing You Do. Good song. And Tom Hanks has the Midas touch. So, all right, we got to read some texts here. Here's Jameson in Pennsylvania. He says, our question tonight, just to refresh, is what animal that is typically not a pet would you like to have as a pet? I said a lion. Conrad said a platypus. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, I've always wanted a giraffe, and I want to ride it. That's his outdoor pet. Inside, he says, a room full of sand and tunnels for meerkats. Yeah, nothing could go wrong there. And he sent a picture of himself staring at a meerkat. It looks like you already have this, Jameson. So good for you. And that's a weird picture that John from Madison sent in. What is that, Conrad?
That looks like
the Caddyshack.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's right. Yeah.
An environment will never quit. okay. So Annie from Watertown. Oh, she says push-ups. That's what we were trying to think of. But They weren't really push-ups in the movie. They were those icy. I mean, maybe they are called push-ups, but I think of like. Yeah, and then she clarified. She said the orange or berry sherbet push-ups. But these were more like popsicle push-ups, right?
The crunchy.
Yeah.
The icies.
Exactly.
Ice with flavor on them, and they're solid. Yeah.
They're popsicles without the stick. They're for really lazy people. They're more work.
In the plastic.
Yeah, in the plastic. Steve says otters. Yeah, an otter. They're like adorable. I would love to have an otter. And then before we read, Sherry said a black leopard. I want to make sure we don't, there was clarification from the 608. We said, what is that parrot? African gray parrot, red tail. I will say our listeners know a lot about animals. I don't know any of this stuff. From the 818, Bridget says a cuddly koala. Okay. I still think, what do you think about a penguin, Bridget? I still think penguin would be my, like if I wanted a pal. I think I could have more fun with a penguin. That sounded not in a weird way. All right, so we're doing some birthday clips here. And we just heard a clip with Dakota Johnson from Cha Cha Real Smooth. She turned 34 today. Susan Sarandon turned 77 today. We have a clip of Susan with the star of Bull Durham, Kevin Costner. This is a great scene. They're at the batting cages. And she is kind of she's very knowledgeable about baseball and relationships. And a lot of people seem to make those correlations when you talk about either subject. And this is the two of them flirting at the batting cages.
See my hips?
Yep.
Now I think Susan's thumb tag is brilliant.
So is this going to happen? Us?
I'm committed to Nuke for the season.
Oh.
You had your chance the other day.
What is it that you see in this guy? I mean, he's a young, wild, dim, pretty boy.
Young men are uncomplicated. And he's not dim. He's just inexperienced. It's my job to give him life wisdom and to help him get on to the major leagues.
Well, that's funny. That's my job, too.
Oh, damn.
You're pulling your hips.
I know, but they're nice hips. I looked up your records.
You what?
Mm-hmm. You hit 227 home runs in the minors. That's not bad.
Don't tell anybody.
Why not? You hit 20 more this year, you're going to be the all-time minor league champ. The record's 246.
Well, 247 home runs in the minor leagues would be a kind of dubious honor.
It would be great. The sport news should know about it.
No, just no. Please.
Okay.
Last chance. Your place or mine.
Despite my rejection of most Judeo-Christian ethics, I am, within the framework of the baseball season, monogamous.
It's a great scene. Have you ever seen that movie? You're a baseball fan.
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, you'd like it. Tim Robbins is the guy she's dating at the time, and he's kind of a clown, but he's a very funny character. Our last clip, I think we have time for this. This is Liv Schreiber turns 56. That was Susan Sarandon. She turned 77 today. Liv Schreiber, great actor, was the star of Ray Donovan. And his job in the show was to make things go away, and the show followed him in those endeavors as well as his life as a family man. And this is the great actor Ian McShane calling him because he has a problem, and Ray Donovan shows up.
Are you a private eye?
No.
Ex-cop?
No. Military?
I was told that Mr. Donovan is discreet and not afraid of violence.
You heard of my son's abduction?
Yes.
Last night, the kidnappers contacted the media. This morning, they demanded $5 million in ransom. Don't you think that's strange?
Could be.
Well, you've dealt with this kind of thing before. Kidnapping?
No.
Oh, I assume you're too busy saving people from themselves, covering things up, huh?
I guess.
Could be. Sure. Okay, is this the way you usually obtain employment? By muttering two-word answers?
You don't want me here. I can go.
What, I've offended you?
No. You're just wasting my time. You got a job for me? Tell me what it is. Not? Thanks for the pen. You got a nice house.
No, wait, Mr. Donovan. Exactly what do you do?
I've changed the story.
Well, I've got an entire publicity department to do that.
Yeah? Have them go get your kid.
You ever watch that show?
No, actually I haven't.
It's good writing. It's good, you know, kind of tough guy show. But the writing is well done. And actually, John Voight plays his dad. And as crazy as John Voight is in real life, he's really good. He plays Mickey Donovan. He plays Ray's dad. He's really good. It's kind of a guy show. But I liked it. My wife watched the first season with me. I think she liked it too. So, all right. Not too late to get in on the fun, folks. What pet that is not typically a house pet would you want as a pet? You can also share scary movies. It's Freaky Friday. We're transitioning into Bar Band Friday night, though. Terry Barr is coming up in just a few minutes to bring new music like she does every week and sparkling conversation. We'll do that next on Nightlight after Civic Media's award-winning news. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Another night, another dream.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. For the first time since taking office, President Biden walks into the press briefing room, one reporter yelling, "We've been waiting," and another asking,
"Do you want to reconsider dropping out of the race?"
I'm back in.
On a serious note, Biden expressed concern about whether the election would be peaceful. At least 225 deaths are now blamed on Hurricane Helene. CBS's Nicole Valdez in Asheville, North Carolina.
As the water continues to recede, residents are returning to see what's left of their homes.
I cried. I still cry. Yeah. You walk into a place that you know what it looks like, and then it's not there.
Even after just 3 days on the picket lines for dock workers, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CBS News, getting back on track may not be immediate.
It is a big and complicated thing on the best of days to keep our supply chains moving. And certainly the impact is significant, even just from these 3 days.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Nominate your person at calltricity.com before October 18th.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no relief in sight from the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Dry weather and the changing of seasons are increasing fire risks across Wisconsin. The DNR said that fire risks are higher due to dry and breezy conditions and a lack of precipitation, as well as drying vegetation as we head into the fall. The greatest fire risks are in northwestern Wisconsin, but with no precipitation expected in the near future, the fire danger will be increased to the south as well. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Help Wanted sign is out at the La Crosse Police Department. Chief Sean Cudron says there are 11 openings. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old with 60 hours of college credits or more. There's also a physical exam and mental health screening. La Crosse police make at least $73,000 with benefits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest is this weekend at Riverside Park. This annual family fun event is Saturday and Sunday, with the gates opening at 9. They'll have a giant pumpkin and vegetable weigh-off, giant pumpkin drop, arts and crafts, farm and flea market, pumpkin decorating and games for the kids, carnival, food, a tractor show on Saturday, and a car show on Sunday. It's $4 for adults and $1 for ages 4 to 7. Ticket sales go to local organizations. It's Fall Harvest Weekend in Rudolph at Arnold's Strawberries. They're having a fun-filled weekend at the farm. There'll be hayrides, a petting zoo, children's activities, face painting, live music, and emergency vehicles on display. They'll be open Saturday from 10 to dark and Sunday from 10 to 5. Feltz's Dairy is getting in on the fall fun, too. Their corn maze and fun farm are open this weekend, as well as the pumpkin patch. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid 70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, then sunny, cooler, and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Breezy at times as well. It's 55 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest. She is one of our favorites here, one of our favorite frequent flyers. I can't talk tonight, Terry. Let's welcome Terry Barr, and she can help me out. She's a genuine pro. How are you? Oh, we can't hear you, Terry. I think you're muted.
Hey, Pete. I'm good. It's been a long week, hasn't it?
It has been a long week, and I need you here to help me because it is Friday. We have a few minutes left, and I'm struggling. So I'm glad you're here. You are a total pro, and you're bringing music as you do in sparkling conversation, and I love it. It's great to see you. I think, Terry, I think we're going to call you because we're having like a delay or whatever. So Conrad will call you on what I like to call the telephone. So I hope that's okay. Do you have your phone? Okay. We'll do the phone. That'll be easier. All right. Terry is here. It doesn't matter though, because she brings the music. We've got the music. We're going to play it for you. And, we will find out, Terry's thoughts on these two great artists she is sharing with us tonight. One of which, I'm not sure which one, you can hear on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night on the Civic Media Radio Network from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. So let's get Terry back, Conrad. And I want to ask Terry. Terry's a huge Brewer fan, like Conrad. But I want to ask her about this fan. We'll lead with this. A Brewer fan who showed up with a big sign. He was holding a onesie in one hand and a sign in the other hand. And he said, you know, he's having a baby, but he's at the Brewer game, and he wanted to share that with the world. And the ESPN announcers were all over him, which I thought was kind of funny. They, like, really let him have it. But this guy, he had a onesie in one hand, a sign in the other that said, first baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win? He checked the box playoff win, and I don't know. People are judging him. So I don't know. We'll see what Terry says. But Conrad, you didn't really have a. Conrad's busy. We're trying to get Terry on the phone. So we'll ask Terry about that and about what she's got cooking on this weekend's New Wisco Weekend. If you have not checked out New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and WISS, it's a great new show. Lisa Hale hosts it. All kinds of great features on it. I do a classic movie pick of the week every week. And this week, my film is What's Eating Gilbert Grape, because they're dealing with mental health on the show. That's kind of the underlying theme of this week's show. But it's a great little news magazine. Check out New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and WISS in Oshkosh. And I want to say, is New Wisco Weekend, is it 8 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday? It's 11 o'clock on Saturday, 8 o'clock Sunday. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So two chances to check it out. Do we have Terry?
Yep.
Oh, great. Okay. So Terry is back with us.
And it's 8 o'clock on Saturday, 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes. Okay. We were confused. And all right, Terry, before we, I want to ask you, are you aware of this Brewer fan that went to the game even though his wife was expecting?
I was just listening to you say all of this, and no.
How about that?
That is wild. Now that, I guess, would be a true Brewer fan.
And it wasn't even a deciding game. I guess it could have been because the Brewers were down 1-0 at the time.
Right.
But if I did that, I don't think I'd hold up a sign and announce to the world that I'm choosing to be at a sporting event rather than the birth of my first child. I don't know.
You know, none of that surprises me anymore. When you hear of someone, just maybe their wife just had a baby, and they were able to be there, but the game is the same day, but they go play the game right after. I mean, it's like they've played two games in one day at that point.
Right. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I am good. Sorry about the little video issue there.
Oh, that's okay.
We're going to get that worked out.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's just technology. No, I don't mean with you. I just mean in general. Like, it's just like a thing.
Oh, no.
But technology is here to stay, Terry. I firmly believe that. So
yes.
All right.
I believe it too.
So we've got two. Again, I love that you're bringing two artists because it's just so much fun. Well, I mean, even if you brought three, we'd figure it out. It's just great. So tell us, who do you have on the show tomorrow on Max Inc.?
Okay, so this first artist that I am going to share with you, she is our live in-studio concert from 9 to 10 o'clock. And we call it an in-studio concert, but it's really more of a just really intimate chit-chat. Let's hear some music. Let's chit-chat some more. And it's a great way to get to know these musicians. And this woman in particular, I've been chasing her for a little bit because she's got such a story to tell. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I can't believe that this is how it's worked out. Her name is Kathy Couture, and she first got into music attending Ladies Rock Camp. It's a weekend thing. You go and learn an instrument, you write a song, and perform on stage. Boom, it's over. And that's really all it is. She loved it so much, she went again. Now, this is 2 years ago. Then she decided, I might try to write a few songs, because you learn to do that at Ladies Rock Camp. And in the middle of that, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Oh, man.
So she decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write some songs that I can leave behind for my son. But her cancer goes into remission. Wow. So there's a better prize. No! It's like the up and down of this story.
Yeah.
And that inspired her to write an entire new album. And she said it's really given her a new lease on life. And so she is going to share all of that. And there's so much more to tell. And, all of her music is new. She'll be on Max Inc. Of course, we start at 6 o'clock. She'll be on at 9 tomorrow night with us across the Civic Media Radio Network.
How many songs do you typically, like in Live in the Lair is about an hour. How many songs do you typically get out of the artist in that time mixed in with the conversation?
It depends on the length of the songs, believe it or not. Okay. And some, we had a few come in and be a little nervous, and they've played faster than they usually do. And then we're kind of like, uh-oh, now we're going to have to talk a lot more than you want to.
Right.
Many would, they'd rather play their music than have to chit-chat.
Sure.
But I think in Kathy's case, we're going to be able to get 5 of her brand new songs on, and then all the fun chit-chat around everything that she's been through. And again, quite a story. And I think the song that we picked to play tonight is based on her recent finding out that her cancer is in remission.
Okay, this is great. All right, so you can hear, it's such a great show. Tune in tomorrow night, folks, Max Inc. Radio, especially Live in the Lair from 9 to 10. Kathy Couture will be there tomorrow night, and we're about to hear her song. This is Vacation that Terry has shared with us, and we will hear it now, and then we'll discuss.
Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells. Feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Better than a staycation. Get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you scenery and new places to go.
instead of pine, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation, better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
Well, I have to ask Terry now, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Ooh, rum punch.
That's
sorry, I went off the board.
That's all right.
Then I guess it would be Pina Colada.
That's closer, I think, yeah. So, all right, so that what more can you tell? That's a really happy song, and it makes total sense now the way you set it up, that she's in remission.
Yeah.
And how long has that been since her diagnosis? Is she out of the woods yet?
It has been a little less than 2 years.
Okay.
So far, so good. That's what she has told me. The thing is, and I guess this is good for all of us and everyone listening to remember, she's 60. And
a
diagnosis, yeah, to have a diagnosis like that, but then to say, I'm going to write some songs. I've never written songs before, but I'm going to write some songs because that's what I should do right now. And then to get a better diagnosis and say, I'm going to write even more songs, and these will be happier songs.
She sounds like she's in her early 30s. I thought, like,
isn't
when you said
cool?
Leave
yeah.
her son, I thought her son was like 3 years old or something. That's, that's really cool.
Yeah. She was a single mom ever since her child was young, and she has instruments around the house, but it's really more, pick it up and kind of plunk, plunk, plunk for her son.
Okay.
And, you know, now that he's a little older, they still had that tie of they love music, and I believe that's why she thought, well, if I leave him a few of my songs, at least I've left him something that he can listen to whenever he wants to, something tangible.
That's great.
But now she's got two albums, so she's going to just have to keep going, I think.
Yeah. What's her instrument? What does she play?
She learned drums first at Ladies Rock Camp, and then she had learned guitar years ago, but she said nothing more than three chords. And, you know, if you ask a lot of guitar players, they'll say that's all you need. But she said, I didn't necessarily remember it. So she went back to guitar her second Ladies Rock Camp, and that's what she's playing on both of these albums.
Okay. Here's the thing, Terry. Conrad keeps asking me about Ladies Rock Camp. I don't think he can attend. Will you tell him? He's not listening to me. He wants to sign up.
Oh, sorry.
I really want to learn the banjo.
Oh, I
don't have to go to Ladies Rock Camp to do that.
No, he does not. In fact, you have a fabulous banjo teacher in Green Bay that my husband took guitar lessons from.
Oh, no way.
His name is Bob Balsley, and he is a fabulous Green Bay musician.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we started that as a little riff, a little joke, and now we actually have the name of a very qualified banjo teacher. I love the banjo. That's fantastic.
And then Conrad can come in every Friday and play a little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo before we get started.
A little dueling banjos. all right, so the next artist, we'll do a very quick break, and we'll hear some more from Mascot Theory. You've brought these guys before, and they're great.
Mm-hmm.
So are they coming up on another episode of Max Inc. soon?
Yes, but for a whole different reason.
Okay, we'll share that when we come back. This is so great. It's Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here, and she's bringing original music like she always do. We're going to hear from Mascot Theory after this very quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 11th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on October 5th against Purdue. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans, and Wisconsin Pork Association. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
What is love? I cannot move my head like that. I never get sick of hearing this song, and I have to move my head like that. It's insanity. But it's so much fun. It's Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here. Check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night on the Civic Media Network from 6 to midnight, live in the Lair. They've got Kathy Couture, and she's got two albums out. We just heard from Kathy. We're going to hear from... Mascot Theory. I love these guys. Tell us about Mascot Theory, Terry.
Okay. You know, we've talked a couple of times about how musicians aren't just about themselves. They are so involved in the communities they live in.
Yeah.
They care about it as much as we do. Mascot Theory is one of those exceptional bands. They continue to not just take time to put out new music, which is what you're going to hear tonight, another brand new song from the Mascot Theory, but this five-piece Americana band is also the founder of the Flannel Fest. And Flannel Fest is now in its 11th year. It continues to grow. There's always a show in Madison, and then they take a second show to other locations around the state. This year, the second show is at Tanner's in Kimberly. That is going to be, I'm going to say, save the date for this because it is so much fun. Save the date for Tanner's in Kimberly, November 15th. So look, we're even giving you some time. And then at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on November 16th. Again, it's called Flannel Fest. And they bring in awesome bands from other places. So this year they've got the Old 97s coming in from Dallas, Texas. They are reminiscent of The Clash, if you like that kind of music. Yeah.
Definitely.
And Blitzen Trapper, who's coming in from the state of Oregon, they kind of do that Southern rock thing. And then Beth Killey Band and Mascot Theory, obviously one of the founders, they'll play first because they actually want to sit back and enjoy the rest of the night with everybody else. And I think that's so cool.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Yeah. Here's what it is for, though. It is a fundraiser for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. They have raised thousands and thousands of dollars. And this helps seniors when maybe there's an emergency and their heat's out or their air conditioning is out or they don't even have air conditioning. Same with veterans. It really helps out. And this is a fundraiser that goes to people across the state. It is a statewide organization.
Very cool. I've heard those ads all week on civic media, and I like every band. They play a little sample of every band. I like all of them.
Yes.
So that sounds like a great show. We're kind of cutting it close. Why don't we hear some of, it's Blowing Smoke, right, Terry, is the,
yes.
the mask. Okay. This is Mascot Theory. You can hear them as part of Flannel Fest here in the Fox Valley, November 15th, or in Madison at the Barrymore, November 16th. Great show. And this is a great band. This is Mascot Theory.
There's a red light cutting through the fog tonight. A short burst of a flashing hazard light. Just a hope and a prayer that we'll all escape and not be forgotten words on a missing page. All my misery wrapped in a hard lesson. See the distant past as an ice cold blessing. Full moon chasing all the clouds away as I wait for the morning song of a brand new day. I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no more.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no more.
If I'm wrong or right, a dead constellation as an acolyte. These days it's getting pretty hard to judge the winner of this game of truth and lies that we build. Hey, I'm just blowing smoke, a blowing smoke, a blowing smoke signal.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke.
That was a way too short sample of Mascot Theory and Blowing Smoke. They will be at Flannel Fest, and check it out, Northeast Wisconsin in Kimberly, November 15th, and at the Barrymore, mm-hmm. November 16th. Are you going to be there, Terry?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, very cool.
I'm very lucky they allow me to be their host.
Oh, very nice. Well, we're very lucky to have you on every Friday bringing us really cool music. How's that for a segue, huh?
That's a beautiful segue, Pete. Thank you.
Hey, and I want to say your piece on Paul Mercurio that you wrote for Civic Media, the website, check it out. That's great. Very well done. And I was so thrilled you used part of the interview. So thank you very much for that.
Of course, your interview was terrific.
Oh,
how
thanks.
Could I not?
He was fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
great working with you in any capacity I can, even if it's not face-to-face. It's just great to collaborate.
We'll, we'll get this worked out, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much.
You too.
Have a great night, Terry, and we will see you
thanks.
Next Friday night.
You got it.
All
Happy
right.
weekend, everyone.
You too, Terry. Thanks so much. thanks to Terry. Thank you to Maria Kaminsky. And thank you for all your texts. Great text tonight and just really fun interaction. Monday on Nightlight, we have Maria Gates. She's a Chicago film critic and film historian. She'll be here at 6:35. That'll be fun to meet Maria and talk to her about what she does. And then our old friend, Heather Heil. She's not old. She's not even like middle age, but she's going to be here. We've been friends a while. She's a frequent flyer. She'll be here on Nightlight on Monday. And this concludes another week of really fun programming here on Nightlight. Great to have you with us all week. Those of you who joined us, whenever you joined us, it's just great to be together. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris Walls ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.